broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio. This is the broadcast for July 20th in the year of our Lord, 2022. This is hour two. We are in the middle of an incredible special two-hour interview. Our guest, Casey Whalen, investigative journalist. Vicki Davis, co-host of GovAmerica.com. Both incredible researchers. We talked last hour quickly about the Pride in the Park event in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. And what a shame this is. They arrested Patriot Front. I'm not defending Patriot Front. I don't even know them. But I'm saying, how do we arrest those guys? But yet, hey, they riot all over the country and nobody gets arrested, really. And it's, you know, it's insanity, folks. And we had a drag queen dance at the event, just insane, where the drag queen literally exposed, I'm just going to say itself, okay? I just don't know. Temple of Satan going on, performing unbaptisms, whatever that means. Just crazy stuff going on. But because of the ongoing Marxist takeover in North Idaho, Vicki and Casey have really exposed over the last 3 years the groups and people behind the scenes who are literally corrupting and destroying their community. Okay? This is serious, folks. Serious indeed. And one of the things, Casey's got multiple roles, man. The guy's a filmmaker. He's a researcher. Everywhere I go, the guy's filming. I mean, the guy just spends his time focusing on liberty and uncovering corruption. And he's also part of Ammon Bundy's People's Rights Group, which I'm a member of in my community as well. I highly recommend it. Now, I know that the enemies say it's a terrorist group, it's a militia group, it's Ammon Bundy's army, it's crazy. But folks, it's just basically a glorified neighborhood watch with educated Americans who are not propagandized and who can cut through the dishonesty and the manipulation and think for themselves, and people who want to protect their communities. That's all it is. Don't fall for the lie. Anyway, People's Rights does a phenomenal job. I highly recommend them. But anyway, Casey, you were involved directly there in North Idaho as well, right?
North Idaho. What was your question?
Rights.
Yeah, that came on the scene, you know, after COVID happened in 2020, and I didn't know what to do. I was really pissed off, to say the least, like many people were. And I had been a First Amendment auditor, where you film police, and that basically got me put into the the fusion center. That's another topic in itself. But I kind of changed roles and started just disseminating information to the public and try to be more of a journalist than, I guess, an activist. But People's Rights came on the scene in 2020, and so it's a network, and you can get more information by going to peoplesrights.org, or you can also join the network by texting the word rights, R-I-G-H-T-S, that's R-I-G-H-T-S, to 80123, that's 80123. You can join that way too. But it's a network where we let our neighbors know when there's tyranny in our community. And so essentially how this works is that the state is broken up into areas. And each area consists of a certain number of counties. And there's an area assistant that people will contact if there's an issue in the community. And then the area assistant will send out a text message to all those who have signed up and let them know, hey, this family's having an issue or this business is having a problem. And we show up and we support our neighbors' rights. And we've been extremely effective. The baby Cyrus issue, you probably want to talk about a little bit too, where we had a major victory where we had Diego Rodriguez. He's part of People's Rights. He's a good friend of Ammon Bundy. And their child was, child was taken from Diego's family. And we protested at St. Luke's Hospital in Boise, Idaho. And I filmed all the press gaggles that Diego had. CPS dropped the case against baby Cyrus because of our protesting. And now because of that, St. Luke's is suing Ammon Bundy and Diego Rodriguez for defamation because of those protests, because we actually went to the doctor's home to protest outside of that. And then with some of the CPS people that were involved in taking baby Cyrus, we just put out information to the neighborhood of which they live to let them know, hey, this is what your neighbor's doing. That's pretty much all it was. And so they're going after them for defamation. So, but, you know, back in 2020, I attended one of these people's rights meetings run by Ammon in Emmett, Idaho. He has a warehouse there. And it was really interesting. We had, you know, people just didn't know what to do. And so we had a large room of people that were asking questions and poising their questions and all that. And it was really interesting. So I got started in April of 2020 with People's Rights, and I've been promoting it ever since. And I'm an Idaho state assistant for the group. So, but yeah, we're definitely being attacked because we're pro-family, we're pro-liberty, and you know the communists and Marxists don't like that. So we're pushing back, and we're very effective, and so we just stand on principle and rights, and you know that's all it is. But People's Rights also has town halls, and depending on your area,
they have monthly meetups where you can kind of meet fellow Americans and friends. They bring education on specific topics. In my area, we go to a restaurant. And we hear from people about certain topics. We work together. The texting organizations kind of spreads the word like an old phone tree of yesteryear. It is just a tremendous organization, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, because People's Rights is so effective, that's why they're getting relentlessly attacked, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, the enemies of liberty have assembled themselves behind the scenes. They've been shrouded in secret, so they've been able to build their organization and highly organize it. Now they're getting exposed and they're starting to panic. We're building the counter to that. We're building a liberty-loving group of people who want to promote God, family, and country, who want to have peace and stability and safety and protection. And now they don't know what to do except for literally marginalize us and attack us. But it just shows we're right over the target, ladies and gentlemen. Uniting neighbors to defend their faith, freedom, and future. Okay? Become a member of People's Rights now. peoplesrights.org is how you can do that, or you can text the word rights to 80123, I guess it is, right?
Yep, you got it.
80123. Text that. You can get involved, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to be a leader, great. If you don't, you just want to be a member, great. There's roles for everyone. That's one of the great values here is everybody can play a role, and you can play whatever role you feel comfortable at. But don't believe the propaganda, folks. I'm telling you. Meet the people.
Yeah, Sam,
shake their hands. Look them in the eye, and you'll begin to understand who's who in this epic battle, Casey.
Yeah, let's talk about propaganda real quick. So, you know, they're trying currently to tie People's Rights and other groups, of course, to the January 6th narrative. And on January 5th of this year, ABC News put out an article and a documentary entitled Homegrown Standoff to Rebellion, and in that it showed a lot of the people's rights protests, and it's just trying to tie people's rights to January 6th. And there's a lady in that documentary from ABC News, and her name is Mary McCord of a group called ICAP, which is the Institute for Constitutional Advocacy and Protection of Georgetown Law. And actually, they have had a direct hand in Coeur d'Alene too. Their big thing is they were at Charlottesville. They have ongoing lawsuits. They try to basically sue people for standing up for their Second Amendment right. And so that's why we're doing, you know, Gun D'Alene and Coeur d'Alene, where we show up downtown armed, and we're just, you know, we're expressing our God given rights. Gun D'Alene started in 2020, during the George Floyd death, you know, and the BLM riots and all that. There was rumor of Antifa coming to Coeur d'Alene, so we showed up downtown armed. Well, through public records requests, I found out that Mary McCord of ICAP is trying to actively, you know, go after groups and individuals for simply, you know, standing up for the Second Amendment right. So
think about this, ladies
topic.
And gentlemen. Where does this Mary McCord of ICAP? ICAP is with Georgetown University. Okay, all these kind of ties to government, to funding, to NGOs, to all. Where do all of a sudden they just descend on Coeur d'Alene, Idaho? Answer, because it's global in agenda, local in application, That's what they understand. That's what they've been doing for quite some time. So whenever something happens, they are ready to respond, literally in secret, folks. We're talking about secret combinations that are above the people, folks, and you don't even know what's happening. You think, oh, this is just a local, spontaneous group of people that are going, oh, we want this or we want that. Or okay, they name their groups aptly as well to deceive you. I mean, you believe this cap people, like they're the constitutionalists in the group, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Can you, Vicky, I mean, you can't make this stuff up, Vicky.
That's so true. But what you just said there is just spot on. It's the global agenda implemented locally. And what our government did in building this Marxist network is to basically provide a shield as our nation state is taken apart, disintegrated, for this overall global governing system. They are working directly with the mayors. The mayors are at the heart of this change, this redefinition of governing in our countries. And so that's why you see all the time that the mayors are involved in this, that, and the other thing. And if you want to find out about the networks in your community, do a FOIA with your mayor asking for information on community partnerships.
All right, hang tight. I want you to repeat that. We'll do it in seconds with Vicki Davis on your radio.
Liberty? Well, at lovingliberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at lovingliberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Casey Whalen, Vicki Davis on your radio, ladies and gentlemen. A barn burner two-hour broadcast interview on Liberty Roundtable Live. The broadcast will be available after the show on libertyroundtable.com, lovingliberty.net, brightyonradio.com. And ladies and gentlemen, I have a fun copyright. You ready for it? You have the right to copy. Please do. Get it done. Spread the word. Share the love. Educate, educate, educate. Because, folks, if we don't wake up quick, I'm telling you right now, the fat lady's going to sing. But it won't happen on our watch. We're on God's side and we win. It just seems dire. But take faith, take heart, take courage, my fellow Americans. Right before the pause, we were talking about uniting neighbors to defend faith, family, freedom, everything else. To do that, join People's Rights. PeoplesRights.org is where you can learn more. You can also text the word rights to 80123. 80123, and then you can become part of one of the great solutions, peoplesrights.org. We're talking about the global agenda carried out on the local level via secret combinations is what we're really talking about, folks. And Vicky was telling us how they really got the pay dirt on what's happening behind the scenes with these secret combinations. Who's involved? What groups are involved? And here's how you do it, Vicky.
All you need to do is do a FOIA with your mayor's office, requesting references to community partnerships, because it's the community partnerships that will reveal the nest of organizations involved in this Marxist agenda. And the reason for that is because the design of the new global structure that eliminates nation states has a design of global metropolitan organizations. It's kind of like a return to the Roman city state. And so the mayors will be the political leadership at the global level. Okay.
Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. The front men are local leadership carrying out the global agenda via secret combination behind the scenes. These, quote, community partners have circumvented your government. They've literally set up a shadow organization, ladies and gentlemen, to make decisions, to bring forth research and information, to circumvent you and me and the people who normally run the community. And they co-opt some people. They get them in bed with them to carry out their narrative via promises of future office. You know what? We'll move you through the ranks. We'll reward you with finances. It's money. It's prestige. It's authority. And anybody who has authority, if you're not very careful, wants to graduate to greater authority. And they use all these, quote, trigger points to bring the people along. They silo their narrative. They silo their agenda to where the mayor may not really realize the real intentions. They'll come out with groups like, well, just think about this. Think about this. What if we just had a group called the Institute for Research, Education, and Human Rights? By golly, you'd be for that, wouldn't you? Everybody wants human rights. Everybody wants to have education. Education's good, right? It's IREHR, folks. And it sounds like, man, wouldn't you want to be part of that, Casey?
No.
No, but yeah, see what so I mean? It sounds good, though. The Institute on the they use constitutional terms. They use education terms. Every term that, you know, you and I think the meaning is, like, good. Hey, you know what? We want education. Education's good. Everybody's for education, right? Even the founding fathers were for education, for crying out loud. See? But folks, when you dig into these agendas, they're all tied globally. They're all tied nationally or internationally. They're all tied, and then you study what they stand for, and pretty soon, hey, they want to disintegrate the family. They want population control. They want to literally destroy the checks and balances that make America great. Let's talk a little bit about this great sounding but evil group called the Institute for Research, Education, and Human Rights. Let's start there, Casey. This group is evil, as we've uncovered who they are, right?
Yeah, they came on my radar after in October of 2020. They put out an article. Basically, what they do is they create articles with bios in some cases, and those are disseminated to the media. And I think, actually, too, Vicky would agree, law enforcement and the fusion centers probably pick the stuff up, too. But it's all, you know, it's essentially propaganda. And you're, you know, the CSPOA, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Police Officers Association, was recently, you know, you guys had an article written about your organization like a week ago, or a couple of days ago, actually.
Yeah, a few days ago. And I mean to dig into it and take them on point by point and show how dishonest they are, but I'll summarize. They write interesting headlines. The guy by the name of Chuck Tanner is the one doing the bidding for them on this article, but the headline says, "Shoulder to Shoulder, the CSPOA and the Oath Keepers," and then it's Chuck Tanner. When you dig in, folks, it is really evil, okay? they basically tie everybody together. They attack Stuart Rhodes. By the way, Stuart's innocent until proven guilty, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Just understand that reality. But they want you to believe he's already a convicted felon, that he was an insurrectionist in the January 6th lie. Okay, then they attack Richard Mack, and they tie Stuart and Mack together because Mack sat on the board for Stuart quite some time ago, but the organizations have kind of diverged and taken different roads now. Pardon the pun, roads now. Anyway, they've taken different directions now, but the point that I'm getting at is then they tie those two together. Then they tie Ammon Bundy with us all. Then they tie, and then they really try to indicate that Sam Bushman and Liberty Roundtable, on one hand, they say it's a tiny, tiny radio network, tiny radio show, but we're the most influential group, influential of anybody anywhere. So we're so tiny, but we're super influential. How that all works, I don't really know. Nevertheless, the point is they want you to believe that Sam Bushman is really ground zero to coordinate all these terrorists. Okay, this is the lie that they tell. The CSPOA and the Oath Keepers are not shoulder to shoulder. That isn't even true at all. But the way they want to make it sound like that is what they want to do is they want to tie Richard and Stuart together because I work for Richard and I'm the vice president of operations of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. So as my status, then if I have Stuart Rhodes on, see, I'm the link. I'm the shoulder to shoulder creator. I'm the one that brings Ammon Bundy together running for governor. The Stuart Rhodes, the January 6th breach guy, Richard Mack, the guy that wants to overthrow the government. And then they paint this satanic light. This is this group, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm asking you, are you aware of the Institute for Research, Education, and Human Rights? These are the people that are writing these articles on us. Well, it's one thing to write articles and attack us, but they literally have ties to the decision-making on the local level, Casey.
Absolutely. And People's Rights was featured in the IREHR also in an article entitled Ammon's Army, which people can go look up just by searching for Ammon's Army. And Vicky actually downloaded the entire article, and she said it's over 200 pages long. It's actually 13. It's a 13-chapter article, so that should tell you something right there. But it also includes bios. And in the bios, you have Ammon Bundy. You have Joey Gibson of Patriot Prayer. You have Chris Ann Hall. I'm in it, too. I mean, it's just like, you know, just throw anything at the wall and see what sticks sort of mantra. So I don't know. It's just really crazy. But you know, it just really shows that where we are. I mean, through this Human Rights Consortium Steering Committee I mentioned earlier locally, you know, the federal hammer is coming, as Vicky kind of pointed out to me a week or two ago. You know, it's definitely coming. You know, they're coming for everybody. So, and those of us that are researching this, we can see it coming a mile away now. It's on our doorstep. So you better, you know, band together with your neighbor. And I implore you to check out peoplesrights.org for sure. But
all right, so ladies and gentlemen, listen to me. I'm going to say this again now that we put this together. Sometimes the problem is this web of secret combinations. These groups, non-governmental and other groups behind the scenes, are so ubiquitous. They're everywhere. But yet they're so behind the scenes because they've been literally protected by front men in cities and counties to where you don't even really understand. When we bring this up at first, you just kind of glaze over because you're like, oh, whatever. But ladies and gentlemen, are you aware of the Institute for Research and Education and Human Rights? Okay, they're the ones that are attacking me, saying shoulder to shoulder, the CSPOA and the Oath Keepers. Chuck Tanner writes for them and writes this dishonest narrative. But listen, now Casey and Vicky have documented that the director of the local Human Rights Education Institute, H-R-E-I, whatever, has an HR, what is that, human relations, right? An HR, quote, steering committee, which consists of, listen to me, local law enforcement, the county sheriff, the police, Idaho State Police, the FBI, and other local entities. Let's talk more about this in detail, folks.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republicans have sided with Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives to pass a bill that would boost legal protections for same-sex marriages. Firefighters in France, Portugal, Spain, and the U.K. continued to battle raging wildfires that have forced thousands to flee and caused several deaths. Dan Cox, a Republican endorsed by President Trump, won Tuesday's Republican primary for Maryland governor. It's one of several GOP primaries across the country in which Democrats have put money on. The mentality is they would be easier GOP candidates to defeat.
The progressive Democrats see our candidacy as the only one willing to stand up and articulate the values that everyone loves in Maryland. The progressive values of bigger government, of more lockdowns, of vaccine passports, of jabs for jobs, these are out the window in my administration, and that's why I'm reaching out to everyone, every background, saying, please join us.
USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
As the United States inflation rate is recklessly out of control, we're not alone. The United Kingdom's annual rate of inflation rose to a new four-decade high as well, now sitting at 9.4% across the pond. The CDC has announced a new standard for the cruise ship industry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention has got rid of a program that allowed the public to view COVID-19 levels on cruise ships that sail in the U.S. waters. The CDC announced it had determined, quote, the cruise industry has access to the necessary tools to prevent and mitigate COVID-19 on board, end quote. The move comes as BA5 Omicron subvariant spreads across the United States. The variant is now estimated to make up more than 78% of new cases, according to the CDC. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Incredible two-hour expose interview with Casey Whalen and Vicki Davis. We're talking about the northern Idaho area of Coeur d'Alene and a variety of surrounding counties there. We're talking about this issue, folks, where they wrote an article called Shoulder to Shoulder, the CSPOA and the Oath Keepers, written by Chuck Tanner. It's a bogus, dishonest narrative. But you know what? Chuck Tanner is with the Institute for Research, Education, and Human Rights, okay? IREHR, okay? Now, but the director of a local human rights education institute, which is now HREI, has an HR steering committee which consists of local law enforcement. We're talking about the local sheriff. We're talking about the state police of Idaho, the FBI, all in bed with local entities. Now, is this the same group but a local chapter? How does that work?
Well, I guess I don't really understand your question maybe, but can you rephrase your question?
You got these two groups, and they got these initials, right?
Mm-hmm.
The director of the local Human Rights Education Institute is called HREI.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy that wrote the article is with the Institute for Research, Education, and Human Rights, okay, which is IREHR. are. Are they different groups?
Yeah, they are different groups.
Let me answer that. They are tied into the fusion centers.
Oh, now we're getting... Hold on, stop. Now we're getting somewhere, ladies and gentlemen. How do all these groups... At first, you get so confused, but don't get confused, because when you understand the fusion center, it all makes sense. Vicki?
Well, their objective, the IREHR, their objective, as they would describe it, not how I would describe it or Casey would, but they would describe their purpose as identifying domestic terrorists within local areas. And that's why that report on Ammon's army is so extensive, because they wrote this report that has profiles of everybody that they could get a name for that's, you know, might be a state assistant or something. But their objective is to demonize anybody who organizes any kind of group to defend American sovereignty or to protect people from this weaponized government that we have. And so when they write up a report on somebody, it's that information will end up in the Department of Home Scam Security's database of domestic terrorists. And they can use the information there to be able to set people up, you know, so that they can take you out with under the guise of prevention of crime, prevention of domestic terrorism, just prevention.
And they guise it under, hey, we've got all these legitimate, you know what, sheriffs and mayors and county commissions and district attorneys and all these people. We're just trying to protect the community, ladies and gentlemen, from these ne'er-do-well, these crazy extremists. But ladies and gentlemen,
yeah,
this is how it all works. The fusion centers are where they coordinate all these groups. They can start up and spin up a new group tomorrow. No problem. How does it relate? Tap it into the fusion center. Before you know it, it's an absolute gathering of information organization. The fusion center then dispenses this information in manipulated, dishonest narrative ways. And so that's how they're going to say. See, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable Live, is ground zero. I mean, he literally controls Ammon Bundy, Richard Mack, Stuart Rhodes. We can go on and on and on. And that's the narrative, the lie they put together. The truth is, I don't control any of those people. The truth is, I just have a radio show, and they're my friends, and I have them on. But they want you to believe that there's this organization. It isn't true that I control any of those people. See, the Southern Poverty Law Center also said, Liberty News Radio, my little radio network that I built with my own two hands. Okay? I got mad one night, long story short, and I built it overnight, and it just appeared. Okay? I got mad because people were trying to take my radio show off the air, and I said, that's not happening to me. So I built this radio network. Well, it's only me. I own it as a single-owner group. There's nothing to it. Yes, it is tiny because I own it. Just one person. That's tiny. Lindell's My Pillow is tiny because it's one guy and he owns it. See what I mean? That's how tiny it is. Anyway, I bring this up, though, and they say the Southern Poverty Law Center documented, supposedly, that I was the biggest hate group in the state of Utah. Little do they know, they don't do their research, see? But that goes into the fusion center. Then it gets disseminated everywhere. And then they write the false narrative in many of these groups that Sam Bushman is receiving funding from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So now the Mormon Church is all involved. Well, that's a lie. The church hasn't paid me a single penny, folks. I challenge anyone. You prove to me the church has written me a check of any money at all to promote them. All I do is run public service announcements because they talk about God, family, and country. And since that's our whole network's position, it makes sense to run those. Okay? But they act like I get money from the church. I haven't received a single penny. But this is what I mean by they build this narrative, and then the media carries the ball for them. And then you and I have a tough time because they've been the gatekeepers in the past. Now the new media is taking center stage. So that narrative's going away as we tell the tale and more and more and more people wake up to the realities we face. But folks, this fusion center is the key to the exercise of understanding how they work. FOIA requests and looking for community partners or community initiatives or sister cities or any of these kind of buzzwords can get you tapped into what's happening in your community. But I guarantee you it's almost the same. They might have a few different players because their network is incredibly vast. But I want to talk about how the Spokane, Washington County Sheriff is using what's called RIG 9, Regional Intelligence Group, where they've been able to disseminate information. Kind of connect those dots for us, because that taps right back to the fusion center that Vicky was speaking of. Do you want to speak to that, Vicky or Casey? Which one?
Yeah, I do want to pick that up real quick. I have a couple documents in front of me here. Through public records requests, I found that Regional Intelligence Group 9, a report actually, they have something called a daily flyer. And so they actually, through records requests, I think they screwed up and they gave it to me accidentally twice. So I have two of these reports of myself. I started out, when I started all this, I got 120 copies of the Idaho Constitution from the Secretary of State. And then I thought, I'm going to take these constitutions to the Sheriff's Department and to the Police Department as a litmus test to see if, you know, see what happens. You know, so I basically made myself a guinea pig. Well, I was put into this daily flyer, part of Regional Intelligence Group 9. And it basically says, you know, it has various pictures of me at the start of this report. This is from the Spokane County Sheriff's Department, by the way. And it basically says, you know, where is it here? Casey Whalen was contacted in the front lot of the police department. He was filming the police department, including all the walls and the drive-in gate to the back of the department. Whalen also provided the records department while filming with a stack of copies of the Idaho State Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and the United States Constitution. And so this
ladies was disseminated. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a code red. We got a patriot, domestic terrorist, insurrectionist trying to hand out constitutions to the people and the government. We got a problem here.
Okay, this literally is going on, folks. This is not a joke. And you discovered this how, Casey?
Well, through public records requests. I can't remember, honestly. It's been quite a few years since this happened back in March.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, the FOIA requests, or in Utah, they're called grandma requests on the local level, grandma requests. These are the ways we're getting this information and connecting these dots. But why would they be documenting and disseminating information to all these, quote, partner groups through this RIG 9? Why would they be disseminating all this information on Casey? He hasn't done anything wrong. He hasn't brandished a weapon. He hasn't threatened anybody. All he's doing is handing out constitutions and documenting his work. And to them, it's like code red, Casey.
Yeah, and Vicky can pick up on this more, too. We basically found out that Regional Intelligence Group 9, basically the state of Washington is broken up into nine areas. And so Spokane County is part of Region 9.
And we're pretty sure that every group or every part or whatever you want to say, every area is part of a, quote, region, ladies and gentlemen. That's the point. We'll tell you how big this region is coming up in a minute, because it's shocking. It's international. It crosses United States lines. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking to Casey Whalen and Vicky Davis. We need more time than even 2 hours for this incredible blockbuster interview. I'll tell you that right now. But, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the global agenda carried out on the local level via secret combinations. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Casey Whalen has exposed via public records requests all these organizations behind the scenes creating secret combinations, ladies and gentlemen. Right now we're talking about how the Spokane, Washington County Sheriff's Office used what's called RIG-9, R-I-G-9, Regional Intelligence Group. Now that regional scares the bejeebies out of me, ladies and gentlemen. But they disseminated information of Casey taking Idaho state constitutions to local police and sheriff departments in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Now, why the Washington group is involved in Idaho, and see, it's all regional to these people. State lines mean nothing. But it all got fed to the Washington State Fusion Center, which has ties to all kinds of regional organizations. We'll get into that in a minute. But after they disseminated this watch, Casey Whalen, look what he's doing. He's documenting and handing out constitutions. Then it got disseminated even further via, I don't know what you want to call it, Fusion Communications, via this secret combination groups of organizations, but it appeared elsewhere even. This guinea pig reality from Casey is insane, but here's what happened. Casey?
Yeah, after the Regional Intelligence Group 9 of Spokane County created that report, then it, through another public record request through my local Coeur d'Alene Police Department, I think I just did a public records I want to mention really quick are very easy to do, and one of the things I do, it's really simple. Most of my public records requests are literally one sentence. And I basically ask for all email from a specific email domain for a keyword or keywords. And so that's how I find a lot of this stuff. It's really easy. But after the report from Spokane County was put out, then the Coeur d'Alene Police Department created their own poster of me with pictures of me going in the police department. You know, entitled Officer Awareness. It's basically mimicking the Spokane County report. You know, it says I'm not wanted, but in the Spokane County regional report, it actually has, you know, me at the very beginning of the report, you know, handing out constitutions, filming our public buildings, whatever. And then it actually has, it lists actual criminals for actual crimes. And so, you know, if you're just an officer on the beat,
yeah,
and you're reading this stuff.
It's the Aesop's Fables Company You Keep scenario, ladies and gentlemen. Guilt by association. We got a white male armed with copies of the Constitution in here, ladies and gentlemen. What are we going to do with him? Kind of stuff. This is insane. Vicky, but this is international, though. They don't care about any borders or boundaries or anything else, do they?
No, they don't. When our government was redesigned during the Clinton administration, they went from having a national information infrastructure to having a global information infrastructure. And the reason why was because they were globalizing the economy, and at least that was the excuse given, and they needed to be able to have our agencies of government work with their foreign counterparts for things like inspection of pharmaceuticals that were produced in China. You know, so we're supposed to send our, have our domestic inspectors living over in China to be able to inspect over there for drugs that are coming here. Well, that's absolutely insane. And I won't go into the reasons why it's insane, but let's just say it's just not possible to do that and have it work. So yeah, it is global. And this, what we have, you know, that reported on Casey and everybody else, they submit this information to fusion centers, but they have on-the-ground people that are collecting information. So when you take a look at it, what we have is an American Stasi. The Stasi was the East German secret police.
Yeah, people just see something, say something, baby. Right, Vicky?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Report everything. And even your neighborhood watches. That's a program that was set up supposedly for neighbors taking care of neighbors. But I guarantee you there is a spy in that network that is reporting back, you know, on whoever the vocal people are about what's happening in the community. So that's the kind of situation that we're in. But what Casey actually did, what caused this Rig 9 report, and I should say that Rig 9 Regional Intelligence Group, that is a public health network. And we could spend a whole another 2 hours talking about public health. But what Casey was doing, he was chalking the sidewalk at a public health building, and that was at the time when they were considering decisions about whether or not to require people to wear masks. You know, and I don't go out much and do protesting and things, but for that one I did, because forcing people to wear masks, that is a true police state action. That basically turns people into subjects of the public health system. And anyway, yeah, they did these reports on Casey. And there is an email in Casey's FOIA. There is an email from a communication initiated by the FBI, who had been monitoring Casey's Facebook page. And apparently Casey said he was planning on being at the Hayden, Idaho Health District office at 10:30. So this FBI agent communicated that to the sheriff's department. And
this is sinister, ladies and gentlemen. You've got the Washington State Fusion Center, which has tied to a regional organization called the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and it consists of literally five provinces in Canada and the Northwest states, folks, in the United States. This is international. This is the global part, but it's got local reality. I mean, literally, when Casey gives a constitution to your local cop, the global network knows, brings that information in, documents it, and disseminates that, hey, this guy is a domestic threat. This guy is, okay, that's what we're talking about, to that level, folks. Vicky, do you want to continue from there?
So, anyway, the sheriff's office ends up putting together the information on Casey, even though he hadn't done anything. And they send it to this Rig 9 intelligence group. So now Casey is in that intelligence network. And Washington State's public health emergency planning is centered at the hospitals. There are selected hospitals that are part of the regional intelligence group. So, and man, this gets deep because they, of course, have access to all of your medical records. They, it's really a total information awareness system about you as an individual.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an information war like you wouldn't see. Alex Jones was almost prophetic when he talked about the InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, this is serious business. And you know what? We don't have time to get to it all. Understand how you can discover what's happening in your community. Start filing FOIA requests, grandma requests, whatever they're called in your area. And you know what? Make your searches very, very simple. Okay? And you want emails? What they'll do oftentimes is print out a record. They'll file it paper-wise and then claim that it's not a record anymore. Be very aware of that. I caught them doing that in my area, and they literally got caught printing out a record and then claiming that it doesn't exist because they changed the nature of the record. And the law says that isn't permissible. Just because you change the nature of a record, it's still just as valid of a record. And so we've got to really understand they play games. They are dishonest, they are immoral, and they will go to any lengths. And so even though Casey may not have done anything in this instance that they're reporting, they will say his infamy precedes him. It is insanity. Vicky, I want you to give out your websites, though. We're about to the end of the hour. I want you to give out your websites so people can learn more about the incredible work you're doing. Will you please?
Okay. Yeah. My newer website is thetechnocratictyranny.com. And my older website is channelingreality.com. And my email address is on both websites. And there's just a tremendous amount of research as I've tried to document how our government has been changed, subverting what was the American government and turning it into, I'm not sure what to call it, but it's not an American government anymore.
Our founders wanted government divided 66 ways from Sunday for the safety of the people. These people are literally subverting that by creating a shadow government where the fusion center is the center of it all. And it's globally operated but locally carried out in a very, very evil way. And anybody who stands against them, anybody who opposes them, anybody who has any hesitation is literally dubbed a domestic threat and a terrorist. And they will put together false narrative dossiers on every one of us. You think that it won't be you, but it will tomorrow. If you're a Christian, if you believe in conservative values, if you want morality, if you believe in the American way of any way, look, they've done it all the way from Donald Trump to mom at the school board and beyond. This is serious. Casey, the final word's yours, sir.
Yeah, I've been trying to foster citizen journalists in my area, actually, now. That's what I'm really passionate about. Because the more people that do this, the more effective we can be. I'm just one person, but, you know, I that's all I do in my spare time is activism and journalism. So, but I love it. And there's other people that want to really get into the, you know, they want to join the battle. And that's where the action is. You need to, you know, if you're good at writing, you know, write. If you're, you know, if you want to learn to be a journalist, videographer, whatever, you just start doing it. I didn't know how to do any of the things I'm doing now, but, you know, I just want to pass along and help other people, expose what's happening right now to our country. So I implore you to email me if you need to at NorthIdahoExposed@protonmail.com, and I'd be happy to help you.
Ladies and gentlemen, a lot of work to do. We the people better start to awaken quickly because, man, they're so organized. It is shocking when you dig in and find out what they're really doing. They have already taken over America. I pray that we can get it back peacefully, but I'm starting to have my doubts as they continue to abuse anybody who does anything right peacefully for any reason. It is insanity, folks. The articles they're writing about me just shock me when I read it because it's half-truths, it's flat-out falsehoods, and then the narrative they paint is absolutely dishonest and not the truth, and they know it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're flat out of time. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net, spread the love, share the word, educate everyone you can, and God save the United States of America.